All right, let's go to the phone line here and welcome on our guest and say good afternoon. Welcome to Wyoming Sports Talk. Today are we speaking with former UW Cowgirl basketball coach Joe Legursky.
How are we doing today?
We're doing good. Larry Perletti along with Nick Perletti and Joe Legursky. Coach, and again, and I still will use that term whenever I get that opportunity to see you. Let me ask you this question on the retirement. Is this something that was planned? You know, again, 500 games in your pocket as the head coach of the Cowgirls. Was this something that goes back prior to the season getting underway? Or did you wake up one morning and say, you know what? You looked over at your wife and said, I'm done. I need to go get the fishing pole and the golf clubs out, and let's call it a career. What led to the retirement?
I think one of the things is you start, as you say, 500 games. It's a lot of games, 16 years at one school. In this profession, that seems to be a lifetime. Most people bounce around between schools, and it always seems you're building a resume. And I know after a year ago, my wife and I sat down after that season, and we just had a heart-to-heart talk, whether it was time, whether we should look to do something else, and where we're going here. And so, you know, one day led to a next, and I just kept thinking about, you know, what do I want to do? And I ended up telling my wife, I said, Jamie, I still want to coach. I still want to do this. I still believe I can have an impact. We're going to give this another year, but I'll revisit this at the end of every season moving forward. And so when we had this year, which just became a magical season, I mean, to go 25-9, when nothing was ever expected from that, to be at that level, this team just really worked so hard, got along so well, maybe the team that had the best chemistry I've ever been with. We sat down again, and we said, now where do we want to go? What do we want to do? And let's talk. And I think the conversation became a little more serious this year than maybe in the past. And one of the things, Larry, that it came down to is we talked about having a little more flexibility in our life. You know, I think about some of the things that all parents miss out on as you're going to work, and it doesn't matter what work you do. But I just know in our profession, from basically October to April, I'm tied to a team. I have a great story that my stepson was in the Sugar Bowl one year playing Alabama. And my whole family went down for about 4 days before in New Orleans. And somebody saw me and they said, are you going to be at the Sugar Bowl? And I said, no, we have a non-conference game the next day, so I can't go. And they said, you can't go. You have assistant coaches. And I go, no, that's not what we do. And they go, well, don't you have vacation days? Can't you just put in for vacation? And so a lot of times, I think our profession is not really understood by everyone. And that's something where I look back on, and my wife and I both decided that moving forward, we just wanted that flexibility. And so that's where the decision came from. It wasn't just wake up one morning, but it was never easy, I can tell you that.
Well, it's a profession, though, at least you talk about, Coach, where we've kind of alluded with you about talking about at least last month, even here on the JUCO side with LCCC, or at least across the state of Wyoming. Again, it is a 365, 24/7 job where, again, once the season's over, you're out recruiting, or either during the season, you got to focus on your next opponent, practices, and all that fun stuff. And at least, again, for you, at least in your coaching career, again, you've been at it since 1979, where there was starting out at Rock Springs High School, going to Western Wyoming Community College, being an assistant for the University of Wyoming, assistant for the University of Utah, and then being a head coach for the University of Wyoming. I mean, you've been at it for quite some time. So, again, on our side, Coach, we kind of get it of, hey, it is a full-time job, and it is year-round of takes away – you don't really get a chance to take a breath and enjoy the kind of simple things of life.
Now, what we talk about is that you have to, you know, like everyone out there, you've got to find the opportunities for you to get away. And it's there for everyone to look at. It's just I couldn't tell you the last time I had a Thanksgiving with my family. When you start thinking in those terms and going, what do you mean your family? And it's like, well, Thanksgiving weekend was always the big weekend where everybody played. And so you were always traveling. Now, my family became this team, and I could tell you all kinds of times that where we were at and having Thanksgiving dinner in a hotel with a team. And so I think it's some of those things that I look at. I told somebody that, yeah, we take about 3-4 days off for Christmas, and they go, wow, you're lucky. We get a day off. And I go, I understand that. It's a situation where now all of a sudden you can't leave the week before. And so there were things, and you're right, the recruiting piece has really changed everything. The transfers now, where you're really after transfer kids as they enter the portal system. And some of that has really changed where you're just constantly, when can I get somebody on campus? But, I don't want to make it sound like, oh, I'm never out of the office. I never get a vacation. You never get a break. Yeah, there's times for that. But from October to the end of April, you're never away from it, and you're always looking to things. And we just wanted, as I said, for Jamie and I wanted to have a little more flexibility to be able to do some things that maybe it's in November and you want to be able to say, go and see your children. All mine are grown now. They've moved away. They got their own lives, but maybe you want to have Thanksgiving with somebody there. And so those were the things we started looking at.
Former Wyoming Cowgirl basketball head coach Joe Legursky joining us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Coach, I hear it in your voice, and I know any time that you step away, there's a range of emotions. And, the main emotion now for you and your wife to spend that quality time and again, doing the parent thing and possibly, the grandparent thing down the road. But the point is, though, as I hear it in your voice, this was a tough decision to tell the University of Wyoming, which has been very special in your family's life for the last 16 years, that, hey, it's time for me to step away.
It really is. It's hard to even talk about it because it is that emotional. And with the players that I've been involved with, that was probably the most difficult thing, was letting the team know that you weren't going to be the coach next year. And I got great text messages back from them, how they understood. But as I told them, I said, I thought about staying one more year for my junior class that would have been upcoming seniors. Then you think about your freshmen, and you go, well, let me stay 3 more years for them. And then you think about the kids coming in. And now all of a sudden it's a fourth year, and the next thing you know, you're 66, 67 years old, and you're starting to talk about, well, when are you going to retire? When do you step aside? And so this just seemed to be the right time. Now, definitely, it's going to be different. Not driving in, walking into this place, sitting in this office. Anytime you're somewhere 16 years, boy, that's a difficult phase to go through. Going to be very difficult when next fall rolls around and I'm not associated with the team. I've been doing this, as you said, since 1979. You're looking at 40 years of having a team to mold, mentor, and try to figure out how you were going to win games. So there's no doubt there's some adjustments I'm going through, but I'm going to be pulling for the Cowboys and the Cowgirls and hoping things go well at Wyoming, and maybe a situation I left today. You're right. I became a grandparent 2 weeks ago to twins, and I shot them a video of, I don't know what it's like in Cheyenne today, but it's snowing here in Laramie. And I shot a video to them, and they started laughing because they shot their video back, and it's 75 degrees where they live in California. And so it was just kind of funny to talk about different things that I'll be able to move forward with and maybe be able to spend a little more time with family.
You know, it's interesting. In this state, population a little over 500,000, each corner of the state and everything in between, how many lives you touched throughout your coaching career, and I'm talking fans in general. Maybe not everybody made it to a Cowgirl game, but you know, for some reason, when Joe Legersky took over the basketball program and immediately put the Cowgirls on the Wyoming, you know, the state of Wyoming map. And you mentioned with the text messages that you're receiving, I'm sure you're receiving a lot of outpouring of support too, thanking you for all that you did for the Cowgirl program.
You know, I really have. It's as I always say, you know, we're one state, one university. Everybody's pulling for this institution, and not everybody can make it to games, but everybody knows what's going on. And so, you know, I started my career, as you mentioned, at Rock Springs High School. So there's so many people I got a chance to meet throughout this state, whether you were playing up in Cody or Powell, all the way over in Sheridan, Gillette, Casper, down into Cheyenne. And so I think it was a thing when I came back, there were so many connections to begin with. And then with the success we had, when you fill this place with 15,000 people for the WNIT championship game, I think that was something that was really had the fans embrace this program. Some of the things that we did, signing autographs at the end of every game, that was something unique at the time. And now you're seeing more and more teams do that. But we did that from day one, where we wanted to make sure the fans could come down and see us. I never talked to my team until the next day. So those were some different things. But that's how we wanted to embrace the fans. And, yeah, a lot of people have reached out, you know, there's people, and the interesting part is everyone at the end is saying, sorry to see you leave, but happy for you. And I think that's the thing, is everybody understands we all work to try to reach that point in time. And in this coaching profession, Leah, you know as well as I do, not very many of us get to go out on our own terms. Usually there's some administrator calling you to their office and talking about a coaching change, and that they're headed in a new direction. And it's just kind of nice that I'm able to make that determination on my own. And I know everybody goes, oh, you may not be fired. You just never know when you're a coach. You know what you signed up for to begin with. Had way too many colleagues get called in and released. And so it's kind of nice that I'm able to do this on my terms.
And again, looking back at your career, Coach, again, 314 wins, NCAA appearance, WNIT appearances aplenty, a WNIT championship back in 2007. Coach, a little tongue-in-cheek question, and it's something that I asked when we last talked to you about a month ago, but again, you kind of alluded to that you were going out fishing when you had a chance from recruiting, but now you don't really have to worry about recruiting. You don't really have to worry about setting up schedules or any of that fun stuff that goes with coaching anymore. But I mean, now that you're retired, what's on the agenda for you now, Coach? Is it to head out to California, take a trip to Hawaii, go see across the world? I mean, what's kind of on the agenda now for Joe Legersky?
Well, the biggest thing is take a deep breath and just relax. As I said, you're right. If I was still the coach, we'd have been out recruiting over this weekend. I'd be right now at conference meetings in Phoenix, Arizona for the next 2 days. And then you had another recruiting period in May, trying to get kids in for visits. So it had really been wrapped up. But what's going to be is that, I'm going to sit here and take some time, go see my children. I got a son graduating from college here shortly. I know this fall I have a daughter getting married, so that's going to keep us busy. And then, as I said, I became a grandparent to twins. I haven't had a chance to get out and see them yet, just winding everything down. So that's going to be on the agenda for me. And so there's some different things, but I think the biggest thing is I'm finishing up everything here this week at the university, and then I'm going to just take a deep breath and go, all right, what do we do next? And as I've told people, I'm still too young just to sit and get up every morning and have a cup of coffee and wonder what I'm going to do for the day. So you never know where you may see me appear again, what I may be doing, but I know this much, it's going to be in a position that's a little more flexible than what basketball's done for me.
Joe, final thought for me, and again, thank you for joining us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Obviously, Tom Berman now has the pressure to bring on your replacement. And again, obviously there's a very good committee over there at the University of Wyoming that will select the person to take over for you. Will you have any say-so? Have you made any recommendations? Can you give us some thoughts? I'm assuming that Tom's email and phone has been probably exploding since your announcement.
Yeah, I think this is a desirable job. I mean, we have a great core returning next year. When you take a look at our whole backcourt with Carl Aravitz, Taylor Russ, Quinn Weidemann coming back, I think there's a lot of interest in this. But personally, I have no say in the decision that's going to be made. I would definitely like to see someone from my staff. I know my associate head coach, Gerald Mattinson, has been with me for 16 years. And so I'd really like to see somebody bumped up from this staff. I know the players would. I always say that if you like the direction the program's going, then keep it going in that direction. I know whoever sits in this chair will do their different things. They'll have want to put their stamp on it. But if you get somebody from my staff, I think we've been pretty successful over time, and they can keep it rolling, and the players will feel comfortable with having somebody from our staff.
Well, we want to thank you here from Wyoming Sports Talk today. And again, thank you so much for all that you did for the basketball program. And again, being a very special guest to us here on our program.
Well, gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for all the years you put me on the radio. You let Cowgirl basketball get out amongst your listeners and gave them a little insight into what was going on. So I thank you for that. And I wish you guys nothing but the best.
Thank you so much. All right. Former Wyoming Cowgirl basketball head coach Joe Ligurski on retirement.